Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dr. Bob Owakesa is a research coordinator and acting director of the African Center for the Study of the United States and at the University of Witwatersrand. We've spoken with him before. He joins us once again. Good morning. Thanks for doing so. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
So it's a very, very difficult situation now because the United Nations they've had this resolution. Most countries are supporting condemnation of Russia, South Africa abstaining. What do we make of that?
No, I think South Africa is flip-flopping on this matter, and it is understood that South Africa is a very close ally of Russia directly but also through the BRICS. However, I think the abstention will not be taken very kindly, particularly with the rest of the world, but more so on the continent. As you recall, the vote yesterday at the UN General Council had 144 countries actually denouncing Russia. So it will be taken that South Africa is actually not pulling along with the rest of the world on this matter.
Which is quite interesting because one would have thought that South Africa's priority would have been the continent as well. And where we're seeing this, this divergence of views, it must be problematic for South Africa in terms of its standing on its own continent.
Right. I think the commentators have pointed out that Russia miscalculated by invading Ukraine, even though it says it's just undertaking an operation. I think similarly, that same language can be used in the case of South Africa, that it's a miscalculation for South African diplomatic machinery not to read the situation as it is, because South Africa has been seen as speaking for the African continent in the G20 and on other multilateral agencies, including in the UN when it has served on the UN Security Council. So by not going with the rest of the continent, it's a miscalculation, I think.
It really is, and one has to wonder what is going on behind the scenes. Do you think there is a lot of conflict within the ANC at the moment?
I think that would be one of it, because as you recall, maybe South Africa might be saying, look, Russia supported the ANC during the long battle against apartheid, so it owes some debts of gratitude from the past. It might be that Russia is a fellow BRICS country. It might be that Russia is also an investor in this country. And there are those very close ties between sections of the ANC and Russia, as we've seen in the past. There have been lots of visits, private and official, between Russia and South Africa. So it might be going with the idea of, proximity. Ideologically proximity, business-wise proximity, geopolitically being in the BRICS. But at the same time, quite a good number of countries that have also been close allies of Russia on the continent, including countries like Angola and Mozambique, have actually taken a different view. Yeah.
South Africa often talks about loyalty. It talks about the fact that a particular country was a friend during the anti-apartheid struggle. Is that selective memory? Is it a genuine thing? Or is it just a very good excuse to befriend somebody who is clearly doing wrong, but you need to befriend because of maybe financial or other gain?
No, I think these matters are weighty and have to be weighed against specific circumstances. While historical ties are important, the fact is that South Africa itself, through the Minister for Foreign Affairs, issued a statement asking Russia to actually withdraw from Ukraine. Mm. Then it goes to the UN and doesn't vote. So, it's like it's a split in its position. So, and for a country such as South Africa that is known, quote-unquote, as a superpower on the continent, it should send a very clear message. When it condemns Russia, it should follow up with the right kind of vote at the UN. We haven't really had very cogent and good reasons for one, condemning Russia, then two, abstaining at the UN.
Yeah, it's just an absolutely fascinating turn of events. Do you think that this will cost the ANC locally in the polls, assuming this kind of attitude continues?
No, I don't think so. It's I think domestically the local populace, for example, might not, in my estimation, take South Africa's position on Russia as a top kind of consideration, say at the polls or in the court of public opinion. It's more of South Africa's image internationally that counts here. I think locally, you know, the citizens of South Africa might have other bigger priorities now. Particularly if, for example, this war leads to high levels of inflation and it begins to affect the economy in a way that directly affects people in their homes and in their livelihoods, then that will matter. But at this point in time, I don't see it becoming a top electoral issue.
That's interesting. Lots of comments is that it might, but I suspect that that you're right, that it might not. Dr. Bob Wakesa, Research Coordinator, Acting Director at African Center for the Study of the United States and the University of Witwatersrand, chatting to us this morning. Thank you.